From the Press Atlantic City newsroom, this is the Atlantic City Story Podcast, where we talk about the forces that are shaping the city's future. I'm Buzz Keough.
I'm Christian Hetrick.
And I'm Nicholas Huba.
This podcast is produced every week and available by 6 a.m. Saturday, but you can listen to it anytime by going to pressofac.com/podcast. Today, we're talking about how booze and beer, my favorite, are bringing visitors and jobs to the resort.
Yeah, I'm going to Atlantic City Beer Fest this weekend, Saturday night. I went last year, too. It's an awesome event, a few thousand people probably. They have a hop slide, which is like a kind of like a water slide, but hops, and they all like get in your socks and underwear in places they probably shouldn't get.
That's fun?
It's fun. Well, after you have a few beers, it's definitely fun. And all sorts of other stuff, too. Field goal kicking, which, of course, after being a little bit inebriated, becomes very difficult, though I can't do it regularly anyway.
Or it just becomes people falling down at that point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't this take you away from the actual activity that you're there for, which is beer?
No, absolutely not. there's plenty of time to drink beer. It's like a four-hour session, so I think you kind of need the breaks. A bit of like a recreation, maybe help you sober up.
Like a halftime kind of thing.
Yeah.
And this is the second year Beer Fest has been here, right? Or
No, it's been here longer. It's the second year that I'm going to be going.
Okay.
It's probably the second year he's old enough to drink legally, too.
That's not true.
Third year, then?
Besides Beer Fest, beer is starting to, and distilleries and breweries are starting to look like big business for Atlantic City.
So the Little Water Distillery had its grand opening on Saturday. It was a packed crowd from the videos I saw. They got a lot of people in there, and it was a big success. And then later on this week, on Tuesday, it was announced that DeWalt Brewery, which is based in Reading, Pennsylvania, got $1 million tax break from the state to relocate to Atlantic City. And they're going to move next door to the distillery and kind of make a sort of like a little brewery distillery district. They're going to have an outdoor beer garden. It's going to be all like on one block. And so 8th and Baltic will kind of be like the the distillery brewery district of Atlantic City.
You know, and that struck me as ridiculous when I first heard it, but then I looked at the Creative Master Plan and I saw that breweries and distilleries are throughout the master plan spelled out as districts being opportunities for development. So this is all part of a grand plan that you're finally starting to see and taste some of the effects of.
They're kind of moving away from the traditional casino gaming situation into more of a all-purpose, like, giving more people different things to come to the city for. And this, and the beer culture is so big that people come to different areas to see different kinds of beer and whiskeys and that kind of stuff. So I think this might be a way to generate more people coming into the city, too.
I agree. And actually, you see the casinos kind of doing as well. Borgata has – they got a beer garden as well. So, I think everyone's kind of seeing that these breweries and everything like that are an integral part, really, of a tourist area.
Well, all this talk about beer and distilleries, it inspired me to go look at Creta's master plan. And I started to go just thumb through it, and there's been hearings lately. There's 14 different districts that Creta's identifying in their new master plan with opportunities for different types of development. Did you guys know that?
There's only 6 wards politically for the
But 14 districts.
14 districts.
It's called over-government. It's over-governing to the highest degree, but we'll see where it goes.
The most obvious one we've talked about repeatedly, it's the Gateway District. That's the obvious one. That's the first one they mentioned. But there's other ones. I mean, there's the Resort Commercial District. Nick, any idea what that is?
I'm going to go with the give me the boardwalk. Not the boardwalk. The entrance to the city.
Well,
it's casinos.
It's casinos. It's between Atlantic Avenue and the boardwalk, those beach blocks for development. They're looking at that's where they want to put amusement rides, water parks, roller coasters, all things we've talked about.
Polar coaster.
Absolutely. But they have all these other districts, too, and too many to kind of go through. And I know you're not going to be able to name them all, but Ducktown, that's one you guys have written about, right?
That's where they want to move. They want to integrate more arts into that area. That's become an amalgamation of a couple different prior zones, and they want to kind of bring people directly there for arts and that kind of stuff.
And it's actually started. They have the Arts Garage. The Noise Art Garage is there, and the Dante Hall is there, so performing arts. So you kind of see that already coming to fruition.
So it's starting to manifest itself not only in the plan, but you're starting to see it in the city, and you don't have to hunt for it as much as you used to. One that interested me, and I wanted to see what you guys thought, the Thoroughfare Waterfront District. Waterfront districts always sound like romantic and places to put, like, you know, get a loft, I guess, if you're an artist. I don't know.
Okay. That's what you do in your spare time. That's fine with me. That's the entrance to the city, basically, the expressway. And kind of to the right there, there's all kinds of empty, like, kind of storage buildings. And they want to kind of repurpose them into different, like, mixed use kind of thing, small mom and pop shops, give people another place to go in the city and take them kind of off the boardwalk and kind of put them all over.
Yep. No, you're right. And, you know, that is another one. Again, the district, the factory, there weren't a lot of factories, but there were
like storage, like storage kind of places. I'm sorry. Jeez, I misspoke.
This is interesting, I guess, maybe stupid. Lighthouse 1 district and Lighthouse 2 district. Why do you need two districts? The city's not that big.
I didn't write the master plan. I don't know. I'm sure there's a small little difference, but that's out by Revel and down that way by the lighthouse.
But the development, the density developments, I think are key here. They don't want to build high rises. They want to build low housing and low business, you know, low slung businesses, so you can still see the ocean and the beach from.
It goes back to what Guardian said to us, going back to like one of the first one podcasts that we did. People envisioned that area as Miami Beach, and now they don't see it so much as that, as more of a millennial haven for people to walk and go to different places. And I think that's what this is more geared to.
Bader Field's a district. What about that?
Who knows?
I have a couple of dollars in my pocket. Think I can buy it?
Well, you know, it's not like the plan's real clear out there, even in the master plan. They see opportunity for commercial, marina, parks, community spaces. Very vague. Doesn't look like there's a lot going on right now. Right, Christian? We haven't heard of any really solid plans to develop out there.
By where? I'm sorry?
Bader Field.
Well, the state officials are still having discussions, actually, with other groups, and they won't disclose who. But there's still – people are kicking the tires on it. Stockton was one of the latest rumors, right, that they could go out there.
Like Environmental Center, I think, was one of the proposals that they've put in for state funding. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. But
Yeah. No, that's definitely it.
I mean, as we read this plan every year and go over it, I think 2-3 years ago, looking at this plan, we might have kind of really scoffed at some of the ideas. But you are starting to see little pieces of the puzzle kind of fill in here in the development.
I think it shows a variety in plan. You know, for years we looked at the city just as casinos, and now they're looking outside that casino box as a way to draw people in. I think this plan is kind of the first part of that where you're seeing that kind of, you know, non-casino gaming element for the city.
It's funny you mention that, because besides the 14 districts, there's 25 objectives in this plan. And the number one objective, the first one they mention, is the original objective of casino development.
Always stay true to yourself. That's what they are. They are a gaming city. You know, that's the biggest. It's always going to be. No matter how much you change the stuff around the casinos, let's be honest about one thing. That's always going to be the center of the economy in the city, and that's not changing.
What do we always say? It's still a $2.5 billion industry.
Yep.
So.
And you're not going to generate $2.5 billion off of all the other stuff they want to put there. And that's always going to be the number one priority.
Quick quiz for you both. What is the first brewery to have been built in Atlantic City in the last 30 years?
I was in college when that was built.
I think it's more recent than that, but I don't know.
It was 1990, Tun Tavern.
Yes, and I for some reason I thought like Hut, but yes, Tun Tavern.
I always forget that's actually a brewery, like, and not just a restaurant.
Right, but it classifies as a brewery. But now it's going to be joined by a number of others if all this takes place as it's supposed to.
Could you see a situation where a bunch of breweries start flocking to the city?
Well, I think you're seeing that, aren't you?
You're saying a distillery and a brewery, yeah.
Yeah, do you think they're more going to come into the city, or does it depend on the idea of bringing the right crowd to the city first?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely part of it. I think you see it kind of, if you look, zoom out and you say statewide, I mean, like, we've done reporting on wineries and breweries and stuff really popping up all over South Jersey. It seems to be something that people are into right now, and it's another, you know, tourist alternative that you can offer.
Actually classified as agriculture, and I think it's one of the fastest growing aspects of agriculture in the last few years. Okay. Well, you know, it's all interesting, and it's interesting to watch it kind of take shape. And you have, you know, looking at this and looking at the stories we've been writing about, it's hard not to be hopeful sometimes. But then you get a story like the one Christian walked in today, which is just kind of brings you back down to the reality of the politics and how it can get in the way. There was a skate park in Atlantic City that the city
was
just,
a skate park, right?
That's, yeah, that, take us through that story.
Was it was a makeshift skate park. It was a pop up skate park put together by the pop skaters up. Themselves, right? So like it was described to me as like, you know, rusty rails and like wood leaning on cinder blocks. You know,
oh,
not
it sounds romantic,
right? Okay.
Like a place that only.
But it was on a city owned property. If it was a former roller rink on Sovereign Avenue. And so officials believed it was a liability if a kid broke his arm and could potentially sue the city. And it was taken down. And I'm calling it Skategate because the uproar over this, you had a councilman and a council candidate there, you know, speaking out against it. You had a skater in the mayor's office today, you know, talking about and advocating for a park.
We also had a skater covering the story for us.
Apparently. Yeah.
Yes. Let's get into that.
Nick wants to know the backstory here.
Explain to the listeners what you've explained to us last couple of days about your skating prowess growing up.
I used to shred when I was in high school. I was sponsored by my local skate shop. And like I can really feel for these Atlantic City kids because my skate park in Stafford was filled in by the municipality, so I can relate.
I think I covered that at a different publication at one point, and skate parks, while they're great for the kids, they're absolutely a nightmare. Like, as like an older gentleman now, it's a liability nightmare. It's a lawsuit waiting to happen. And is that kind of what happened here?
Well, the issue was this was not a city-sanctioned skate park. So this isn't even like one of the ones in Stafford.
But the city sanctioned it, didn't it? It knew the skate park was there.
I mean, they took action on it yesterday, or I should say on Tuesday, rather. But either way, they do want a permanent skate park. They said that the mayor is apparently behind it. There's a GoFundMe that already has like, you know, $3,600 contributed, and there's apparently a builder in mind. So they lost their skate park today, but a better one may take its place.
They have no money. How are they going to afford
the
insurance?
I told you, they got a GoFundMe.
But how are they going to afford the insurance on this thing?
I don't know, but Senator Chiesa, I think, is behind it. I got a statement from the DCA. So it's
the amount of high-powered political and legal talent involved in this story is mind-boggling.
I can't wait to see the billing records where it says, like,
Jeff Chiesa
25 minutes on skate park.
And speaking of billings, I guess we missed on the last podcast, but $280,000.
Let's get back to you as a skater before we go down that road.
Well, you know, that was the week, and certainly there's plenty of good news happening again in the city. Good luck at Beer Fest. We'll have to catch up on that next week.
And next week we'll have probably complete coverage on this thing of the Hard Rock announcement, the official formal Hard Rock announcement,
which we'll absolutely be on top of. I know you'll be both will be there for the announcement on Tuesday, and we'll also catch up on the eSport convention that's taking place this weekend that we are really kind of getting introduced to this weekend.
Yes, and I swear I will be good there. I won't like make any faces.
You used to be a gamer, like since we talked about my past as a
Yeah, I used to be a gamer. I'm not anymore. I just play.
Pong. Does Pong count as a game?
It's the greatest game ever.
Final thoughts?
I'm tired.
I need a nap.
You've been listening to the Atlantic City Story. You can find more stories on Atlantic City and the region in our daily editions of the press. But to find more podcasts about Atlantic City, go to pressofac.com/podcast.